Now there was also a movie theater in town, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did people go to that a lot on the weekends?
Oh yes. Well, and any other time we could round up the money. It was a social meeting place. The movie wasn't all that important, but everything that related to it was.
So you sort of go there to see other people and for other people to see you?
Well, yeah, you had to go. It was a big deal going on Saturday to see the Western. You had Western movies on Saturday. And a serial. Something was carried over from week to week, you know.
Hmm.
So you had to go on Saturday to see if the guy survived whatever serious trouble he was in the week before, like he was sinking in the quicksand or hanging by one hand on a cliff or whatever, you know. So that was kind of a draw to get you to come back. And that was before television, so you had a cross-section of every social strata in town there. And you could see some, you know. I've seen young mothers there nursing their child and hooping and hollering about whatever was going on in the movie at the same time. So, you know, it was rather interesting sometimes.
So that's where people really came together, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody would go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know any of the mill people when you were coming up, or were they just sort of keeping to themselves?
Oh, no. Some of my best friends grew up in the mill village. We had enough money to go to the midnight movie on Saturday night. And when we headed back downtown, we got to Sloan Street, which is where you turn left to go down into the mill village. From there on, I had to walk by myself because all my buddies branched off and went to the mill village.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was not aware of the negative feelings that those people had about where they lived until I was grown.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't show when I was a kid. I never thought anything. Their house was as good as my house, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize till later. Not all of them had that, but there was something connected with the mill village that wound up being ashamed of,
mm-hmm,
for some reason. You know, well, I came out of the mill village, and well, so what? You know,
mm-hmm,
that was my attitude later on once I found out that these negative feelings existed. But I think that evolved, and there was a lot connected with that, in that early on, children, young people growing up on a subsistence farm had to work very hard.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first opportunity they had to do something else, they took it. And a lot of them opted to go to work, and I can go to town, I can get a paycheck every week, they're going to furnish me a house. And they opted for that. They thought that was better, so here they go. And so that filled up all these cotton mills, young people needing another way to make a living. And in the beginning, it was considered a good job,
mm-hmm,
much better than farming. So, but as time went on and other industries progressed, they didn't opt out of that and go find them a better job, where their mother and daddy might have opted out, you know, off the farm and came to the mill, then their children didn't do that. They stayed in the mill village. And it's probably that old